Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Svetlana Lakova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History. We return to Cambridge, England, and London, England. The date is June 5th, 2018. In the Washington Post, a story appears, headlined, Cambridge University Perch Gave FBI Source Access to Top Intelligence Figures, and a cover as he reached out to Trump associates. First paragraph. This is to do with Stephen A. Halper emerged at the center of a political storm over the FBI's Russia investigation. He was a familiar face among the Gothic buildings and on the Twisting River Pass at the University of Cambridge, where he was known as a foreign policy expert and with a network of intelligence sources cultivated over decades. I welcome you, Svetlana, because this returns you to a moment 3 weeks after your book party to celebrate the launch of your book, A Spy Who Changed History. In the Washington Post, and the authors here are Tom Hamburger, Robert Costa, and Ellen Nakashima, write up the man Stephen Halper, whom you now have reason at the time to believe was the source of the allegations that you had compromised the then director of the intelligence agency, Michael Flynn. What do you remember about your thoughts when you read this story of one more time recycling falsehoods? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I was just speechless, actually, because over and over and over again throughout 2017, 2018, I kept repeating that I had nothing to do with any sort of compromising of, you know, United States General, given that I was in Cambridge and working in 1930s research. And I just couldn't understand why Washington Post decided to yet again drag me into some sort of colossal political scandal in America.
This is the first time the newspapers have been so thorough about who Halper is and where he came from. You remember him as a man who fell asleep in the front row of your presentation of your book.
Right.
Yes. What did you learn from this article that you didn't know before or hadn't confirmed before about him?
Well, so what I didn't know before is, so of course, remember that, you know, only a few weeks previously, Halper has been confirmed as an FBI informer. So that was news. Like, I just dismissed him as somebody who was this, like, guy who falls asleep and is just rude, right? Like, so I couldn't have possibly considered him to be somebody important and somebody who would have any influence and somebody who would be working for the American law enforcement. So the first shock was, of course, that he was this, you know, FBI informer. But in the article, it then goes on, you know, the article you just cited, it goes on to say that he's actually worked with the U.S. intelligence and law enforcement services for decades. So this buffoon, you know, this guy who fell asleep in presentations, apparently is this, like, huge asset to, you know, U.S. enforcement and intelligence agencies. That was shocking.
There are other names mentioned here, chiefly Richard Dearlove. Who was he and why is he part of the story?
So Rishi Dialov used to be the head of MI6, which is the British CIA. And after he retired from the MI6 in 2000s, he becomes the master of Pembroke College. And that's a college where the dinner, the fateful dinner in 2014 with General Flynn takes place. So Richard Dearlove is the one who invites and, in fact, hosts General Flynn as a guest of honor in his personal lodge as the master of the Modern College. Richard Dearlove was also very, very good friends with Stefan Halper, although nobody could quite understand how. And apparently he's quoting the newspapers, giving, you know, positive references for Stefan Halper, describing him as a good academic and a patriot, American patriot.
I read from the Washington Post story, June 5th, 2018. During a dinner Flynn attended, Halper and Dearlove were disconcerted by the attention the then DIA chief showed to a Russian-born graduate student who regularly attended the seminars, according to people familiar with the episode. The student and a Defense Department official traveling with Flynn have denied that anything inappropriate occurred. Are you the student referenced in that story?
That's right.
And the official traveling with General Flynn, that was his security. Is that correct? That's what they're talking about.
That's right. That's Dan O'Brien, who actually spent the night in the sense that they, you know, he left dinner. General Flynn left dinner with Dan O'Brien. And the reason why I know the name is because he's referenced in the earlier Wall Street Journal article. And Tom Harmberger, who's the author of the Washington Post piece, told me that he's spoken to Dan O'Brien, and Dan O'Brien confirmed to him that they spent the night together, as in the same quarters. So there clearly is no reason to think that I somehow spent the night with Jim Finn.
But there was more to Halper's version. He says that you jumped in a cab with him and went to the train station. That didn't happen. Also, I note, during a dinner Flynn attended, Halper and Dearlove were disconcerted. Dearlove was at the dinner. He was the host. Was Halper at the dinner?
No.
So Tom Hamburger is repeating a story that you have told many people is false, and Richard Dearlove would have reason to know it was false. Is that correct?
Correct, because he wasn't disconcerted. In fact, he thought the dinner was a great success and there photographs and emails proving that. And Halper was not at the dinner.
And Dearlove knew that Halper was not there. It was pretty obvious that from afterwards. And you repeated it to Christopher Andrew, your mentor at Cambridge University. We can't believe that Andrew would have not noted when he read this article, and Dearlove would have not noted that Halper was not at the dinner. He had no knowledge of what happened that night.
Right. Correct. He was not at dinner. He didn't know. So why nobody came forward?
Right.
Why Dearlove and Andrew and anyone else came forward and said, well, this is just lies. I don't know.
Did you contact Dearlove or Andrew after this article appeared and ask them to correct the record?
I contacted both of them, yes.
Did they respond?
So Dearlove didn't respond, and Andrew responded with I'm ill.
So to your knowledge, Dearlove and Halper, Dearlove and Andrew, who had knowledge of this dinner and had knowledge that you were not, that you were present, but Halper was not present, they also had knowledge that they asked you to show a postcard on your iPad to General Flynn. That was your exchange with him. They also know that General Flynn left with his security detail because he's traveling as an official of the U.S. government, and he was the guest of honor at the dinner. They know all this, and they know it today. Is that correct?
Correct.
So what do you make of this now? It's that moment in time. Did you believe that the story would never go away and that you didn't need to concern yourself with it? What do you remember you did after this story appears, boosting the talents of a man who's lying about you?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, I just couldn't understand, because previously, you will recall, you know, there was this Wall Street Journal story and the Guardian story and other stories. And whenever I quote, so remember that, of course, Christopher Andrew, who was at the dinner, he was my mentor for 20 years. So I kept calling him, trying to talk to him. And I just thought that, and the explanation Chris previously gave me, Christopher Andrews, this is my professor who was at dinner, was that this is just the media, you know, the media just sort of, you know, got hold of it and they somehow running with it and just ignore them, etc. And I thought it would just go away. But when in 2018, so that's 1 year later after the original story, in fact, not only it didn't go away, but it became more and more concerning in terms of making me look like somebody who is some kind of like Russian operative trying to, you know, compromise American generals. Well, when I raised that as a you know, this is a lie, people just ran away. So I could not understand how the media kept saying those things, where already the original reporting, for example, the Guardian reporting, they already said that there's no suggestion, you know, after I sued them, that Ms. Lukova is somehow connected with intelligence and somehow, you know, tried to, you know, somehow compromise anyone. That's not true, right? They had to post a statement. So I just could not understand why the stories would just not go away. And why is it that nobody would come out and say, hang on a second, this is false?
The one more puzzle, now that you're this 3 years later, were you ever contacted by the Mueller investigation?
No.
Were you ever contacted by the FBI about this story that you were in, that you left with General Flynn, the story that Stephen Halper told the FBI? Were you ever contacted by the FBI?
No.
Have you been contacted by the Durham investigation of what is generally understood as to be Russiagate about the bad acting of many players during 2016, 2017, 2018? Have you ever been contacted by John Durham's investigation?
I haven't been contacted.
You haven't been?
I haven't been contacted by anyone.
By anyone. So to your knowledge, this story, which has yet to be yet to be corrected in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the Guardian, and the Financial Times, I believe, also wrote you up. And we could go down the length of newspapers. To your knowledge right now, none of those newspapers have corrected the record. Is that correct?
No, they haven't. So they haven't even gone in and said, look, we apologize, maybe we're misled, or we didn't know that. And I've been quite vocal on social media. And also, so just after those stories got published, I contacted the editors and the ombudsmans and the ethical, you know, whatever people who are responsible for, you know, keeping our media straight and narrow. I've contacted for every single newspaper, and both in Britain and America, I contact all of them. And so Washington Post and New York Times refused as much as to correct the story, let alone to remove it. So if you go online today, those stories are still up and people keep, you know, reposting them. So as far as it stands today, the media still claims that I somehow compromised General Flynn on behalf of Russian intelligence, and that Stephen Halper is a patriot who helped to somehow, you know, uncover that plot.
Svetlana Lukova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History, and most recently Spygate, which is a full explanation of these events. We're concentrating on what happened in June of 2018. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.